Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. I have a really good friend that I met a few years ago. My dog and I used to walk by the area where the Buddhist church had the Buddhist temple had a reading room or a place for people to come and relax. Anyway, the monk frequently would be outside sweeping and cleaning and making the place look presentable when my dog and I would walk by. And over time, my dog decided that this guy was the coolest person ever. They became friends, which was good because, the monk let my dog and I into the facility. So we went in and sat down often and talked with him and had a conversation about life and more than life and beyond life and whatever else you want to converse about. And he would give my dog rice candies because, my dog is a big beggar and loves rice candies more than anything on earth. But he and I have maintained a friendship. We still email. He's working out of a facility now in Rockville, Maryland, which is about 10, 12 miles south. And people are like, why don't you go? Because honestly, it's like about a 40-minute drive. No matter which way you go, it's about a 40-minute drive to go 12 miles into Rockville. But and I have gone a couple times. I don't go very often. But that's not really the point. He and I have been conversing about, the anger in the world. There's so much anger right now. And look, I'm not saying that I have a panacea. I'm not saying I have a fix. I'm not saying I even have an idea of a fix. I just have an idea for one small path forward, which is the consideration of the concept of empathy, that we as human beings need to be empathetic towards other human beings. We need to be aware of the fact that, some people are not treated fairly. And because they're not treated fairly, they're angry. And they should be. And they respond to that anger in ways that aren't always appropriate by the definition of those people that haven't been treated inappropriately. But when you think about the pain and suffering and the agony and the years and years and years of this going on, it becomes more difficult to do things by the rules of those who are doing, for what lack of a better phraseology, is the oppression. So one of the things that he and I have been talking about is, what can you do with all this anger? What can we do with all this frustration, this things that, kind of flow around us? What can we do? So, we bandy about ideas. Empathy is the one that comes up the most, but the one that recently came up, is just to ask the question. In fact, he sent me a parable that I kind of enjoy talking about. A student rushing from the back of the room to ask the master a question, and before the student can ask, they're out of breath. They ran from the back of the room. Another student says, "Master, your words were like a waterfall going over the rocks and just perfect." Right, and the master smiled, and then this student, said, "Master, I'm sorry, I didn't understand." And the master said, "Well, you've learned the first lesson." And then, the student says, "Oh, nothing," and stops for a moment. And then the master, moves towards the door, and the student grabs the master's sleeve, and the student says, "Master, I still don't understand." And the master says, puts his arm around the student and says, "We have much to learn from each other." And they walk out the door together. The idea being looking for a student that's willing to ask questions. And asking questions is so critical in the modern world. Knowing that the world isn't perfect, but that we need to ask questions. My name is Scott Anderson. This is my podcast.